March 12, 2021. This is The Better Life. I'm your host, Timothy Lawson. Living a better life, in my world anyways, means getting so prepared for the next two episodes, you kind of forgot to prepare something for this week. It hit me around Wednesday where I was like, oh snap, the two episodes that I'm preparing for are in the future, and this week's episode is not taken care of. So today's going to be a little bit different. Today's going to be just a little monologue here, brief monologue. A couple updates from around the better life, and then a quick, not in-depth, game-by-game sort of refresher on if I were to bring someone to the casino, or if someone was like, hey, I'm going to the casino, I want to try this game, I want to bet on that, what do you recommend? I'm going to go through quickly games that I'm not going to get into every variant, but if you're brand new to the game, and then my preference on the game, what I would recommend to people based on my preference. So let's see. I'll do that first, and then we'll get to some admin notes, and then preview what is to come. All right. Of course, blackjack is what a lot of people default to, right? A lot of people go to the, if they don't know much in the casino, a lot of people go to the blackjack table, largely in part because blackjack is something that people may have been exposed to otherwise, whereas, like, you know, your family probably doesn't have a roulette table in the basement or a dice tub, right? So blackjack is often something that people have been exposed to prior to going into a casino, so their comfort level is a little bit there. If someone told me that they wanted to go play blackjack and they never played before, I would tell them, before you sit down, learn basic strategy. Don't worry so much about the rule variations and stuff like that. Try to find a table that pays 3-2 if you even understand what that means before you get there. But learn basic strategy. It's gonna, that is, you know, before anybody sits at a blackjack table, that's what I recommend that they do. If you enjoy the game, don't tell Adam Bauer. He will lose respect for you. But if someone wants they're comfortable with the game, we're like, hey, I really like this. How can I improve my experience or improve my game? Not getting into AP stuff, not getting into stuff like that, just sort of for pure casino experience or bankroll stretching, I would recommend shop for good rules, and then find a table that has the perfect balance between rules and minimum wager. And what I mean by that is, not everybody, look, I love Surrender. Here at MGM National Harbor, their 3-2 tables are towards the back, and they have Surrender. You can sometimes find them for a $25 minimum. Sometimes they're up to $50. Not everybody has a bankroll for that. I don't even always want to pony up that kind of money just to play blackjack. I don't sit at the other tables, right? I don't sit at the 6-5 or anything like that, but I understand not everybody wants to pony up the money to maybe play some of the better games that are available. I recommend not playing 6-5 if you can avoid it. But I know people that just, they get enjoyment out of playing for a couple hours at a 6-5 table for whatever reason. I'm not going to shake my finger at you too much. I'm not going to sit down with you, but you know, but you do you. But do understand the rules that you prefer, right? Like, you know, some people don't care about Surrender. I really like Surrender. If I know there's a table that offers it, I'll bring preference there, and I am willing to pay that higher minimum to play it, especially if I'm like in Vegas or something like that. So that's my recommendations on blackjack. Roulette. I recommend not playing roulette in general, unless you can find a single zero. If someone's like, hey, I want to play roulette, my first would be like, just go find a single zero table. Definitely do not play a triple zero table. And if you play a double zero table, really think about how much of your bankroll you're really willing to put into play here at the roulette table. If you start playing it and you enjoy it and you want to figure out a better way to play, enjoy the game, my recommendation would be to actually find a single zero table that is European roulette. And I always have to remind myself or be reminded that single zero roulette isn't European roulette. Like, just because there's a single zero doesn't mean they're going to apply European rules. El Partage is one of the rules that we've discussed in the past, where if it lands on zero, all of the even money bets, you know, even odd, high, low, red, black, they get you get half of that, half of your bet back. So if you enjoy playing roulette after playing for whatever, and you want to improve your experience, stretch your bankroll, definitely find European roulette and find some El Portage rules. Travel Fanboy just did an episode talking to Jeff. I should probably pull up his last name. And they talked about casino games in Vegas and sort of the survey there. You guys know who I'm talking about. And he mentioned that he could think of, I think, two or three European, if I remember right. But if you're curious where you can find that in Vegas or anything that I'm talking about casino game wise, check out the latest episode from Travel Fanboy. I'm assuming it probably, hopefully, has dropped by the time this comes out. If not, it should soon. Baccarat. I don't really play a whole lot of baccarat. If I do, I only play the banker. It is the lower house edge play between the three of banker, player, tie. Oh, by the way, nothing I ever say here is going to involve side bet. So if you're looking for like when to play a side bet and when not to, you play it when you want to play it. And then if you decide to play it, I recommend always playing it. Don't like switch on and off. Like either pad that into your buy-in and your bankroll, like if you're going to be a side bet player, or just avoid it altogether and just, you know, to decide not to be a side bet player. Don't switch on and off, because that'll drive you nuts when you miss it and when you decide not to play. So no side bet discussion here. Baccarat. If someone was brand new to the game, I'd say just put your money on banker and just sort of get a feel for the game. Watch the flow. Watch the culture. Baccarat's a very culture game. If you enjoy it, a way to improve your experience would be to find a squeeze game, one where you can interact with the cards. That always makes it fun. Learn sort of Michael Traeger could explain this a little bit better. Email Michael Traeger. That's what you do if you want to improve your experience at Baccarat. Tweet at Travel Zork or ask them. But you know, there's Baccarat's a good game where you find the sort of find the right flow, the right routine of the game. You sit out some hands, whatever, you know, you find a way to sort of stretch your time at the table. And maybe that works in your favor for ratings and such. But I struggle with Baccarat. I'm beating a dead horse here for anybody who's listened to the Better Life since day one. I struggle with Baccarat because the lower house edge play is banker, and I just can never get myself to play player because of that. So it is what it is. Good old craps, throwing dice. I'm sure everybody's like, oh, here we go. Tim's going to tell people, hey, play that low house edge. Don't. No, if someone was brand new to the game, I would tell them play the pass line and put some odds behind. You don't have to play max odds. Put some odds behind, because it's the odds, I believe, that sort of bring the excitement to hitting a point, obviously, right? That's not a hot take. But, you know, not everybody's going to have the bankroll to maximize their odds behind. And I never want anybody to feel pressure just because maybe some of us are maximizing your odds that maybe they need to, or they might get judged. No judgment. But I do recommend putting at least 1x odds behind your pass line bet. If someone was brand, like, so if I couldn't be with a new player at the table to like sort of explain them, I would tell them, I might even just tell them, just put your bet on the pass line and just let a couple shooters go by first. Don't even worry about the odds, maybe the first couple throws. Just get your chip in play, watch sort of the cycle, the flow of the game, how the dealers act, and then just talk to the dealers. Ask them if they have any any tips or if they can help you with anything. If someone at that point was like, well, I really like traps, what I do here, I think in my personal opinion, and I'll talk about this more in a couple weeks when we have our craps focused episode. That's right. I'm really excited about that. It's one of the episodes that I've been preparing. My favorite way to play craps is 3-point Molly on both sides. I like it for both. I like it for both pass line and don't pass. And that would be my recommendation for anybody who wants to sort of increase their experience. If you want to start playing numbers and stuff like that, that's fine. That people see a lot of excitement in that. To me, the next step from understanding the pass line to, okay, now I want to get a little more action here while still sort of minimizing my exposure, put your pass line bet down, get two combats going. You can do that for both sides, and then let those bets resolve. Let those bets resolve, so that we, you know, instead of doing a continuous right away, because that can slaughter you as well. But I can go on and on about crafts, and we'll do that more in a couple weeks. I'm not really going to get into the carnival games too much here, mostly because I'm not a player, so I don't really play those games, and don't have a whole lot to say about them. I don't have a whole lot of recommendations. The one thing I always tell people when they want to sit down in a carnival game for the first time is it'll be more expensive than you think it will be, right? With the annies, the bets, and the stuff like that, right? The raises and all that. So while it looks like the cheaper game based on the minimums you see on a sign, it can turn into an expensive game without you really even realizing it from the beginning. Ask the dealer how it's played. For just about anything, go to wizardsofodds.com. He has optimal play for all games, including carnival games. So if you're like, hey, I've been wanting to try out, you know, the Texas Hold'em game, or I've wanted to try out, you know, High Flush or whatever that game is, go there. There's an optimal way to play every game, and he has that information there. And if you're really into it, just keep playing them if that's what you like. Make sure you're getting rated though, because if you're gonna play those carnival games, definitely take advantage of getting rated at that higher house edge game. Pie Gal Poker. My recommendation for, and I've sat down with a couple new people at a Pie Gal game. Without teaching people the philosophy behind the basic strategy, I always tell them, when in doubt, ask the dealer what you should play. Wait till the other players have made their hand, because they get really a lot of pits or dealers will kind of get touchy about exposing your cards if other people aren't finished. But then be like, usually you can ask them what the house way is, and then they'll tell you what the house way is, or tell you what you should play. And they're not misleading you. They don't care. They have the house has an edge. They don't need you. They don't need to trick you into losing. So, that would be, if you're brand new to Pie Gal, that's how I would do that. And then, you know, learn the basic strategy. I think that's, you know, whereas in blackjack, I think basic or optimal strategy is sort of neat, is sort of a really, really important first step. I think in Pie Gal, so long as you understand the game and understand how to play it, I think that you can sort of at first play it and kind of learn with experience, and then if you realize that you dig the game, now start getting deeper into the optimal way of playing. Three card poker, the only carnival game that I'll bother mentioning here, I think, is if you want to, I don't have a beginner or hey, if you like it, start doing this. Ultimately, if you decide you're gonna sit down at a three card poker table and you just want to sort of get the best out of your experience or stretch your bankroll or however you want to put that, remember these three cards: queen, six, four. If the three cards you have are queen, six, four or better, you stay in the game. If not, you fold. It's as simple as that. If you're someone who likes to play the side bets, or you're like someone who likes to play differently, that's on you, but you know, you do you. But if you're just trying to sort of try the game out for the first time, or just be more comfortable with it or stretch your bankroll at it, I'll admit I've played three card poker here and there. Like if I'm trying to kill time waiting for someone to come down to the casino, here's what I like three card poker for. When I play other games, like I feel sucked into them sometimes, right? Like you can't like kill time by playing craps, right? Because then it's time to go, and like there's you have money on the table, right? Like I'm not leaving, this guy's on a heater. Or you're just waiting for a point to resolve. I also don't really like blackjack for killing time, because it is you can, obviously, it's easy to get in and out of games. Sometimes, you know, they won't let you sit down mid shoe or whatever their rules are there. I don't like roulette really. To me, I don't like roulette for like a one or two spin thing. I like three card. Ultimately, what I'm trying to say here is three card poker to me is a good way to kill like 15 minutes, like waiting for someone, knowing that I can kind of knowing that I will not have any sort of like emotional investment or any sort of like entertainment investment into the game. And I can just be like, okay, it's time to go. So you can find me at a 3-card poker sometimes if I'm waiting for someone or just trying to kill 10-15 minutes. But queen 6-4 or better, that's what you need to know in strategy for 3-card poker. If you're going to blow by all of these games and go right for the sports book, here's some things that if you're brand new to sports betting, and look, if anybody listening feels like they're sharp, or you listen to all the worst sharp and you're not podcasts, you know, don't at me on some of these recommendations saying that that's square. That's a square way of approaching. When you're new to sports betting, you are a fucking square. You don't like come in. Even if you've been listening to podcasts for, you know, years, you don't just come in and make your first sports bet and start getting an edge or sharp. You want that first experience. If you're like at home, whether you go into a casino and make it at the counter, or you finally download DraftKings and you make it on your couch, just find a team you like and bet them. Not for a lot, you know, for whatever the sweet spot is on low side of your risk tolerance, but high enough where there's a little bit of excitement in the result of the game, right? Whatever that sweet spot is. And just understand that experience. Experience that process of placing a bet and then watching a game or seeing the result and then knowing if it won or lost. And experience that. If that experience was fun, I'm sorry, you just got sucked into something that you'll probably do for a lifetime. If it wasn't fun, you know, not saying that you can't get into sports betting after that, but if that basic experience of placing money on a team that you enjoy or a game that you're interested in, and then after the results, whether you won or lost. Now, obviously, if you do it and you lose, you'd be like, well, that wasn't any fun. Well, I get that losing's not fun. What I'm saying is that experience of the sweat, all that sort of stuff, if none of it was enjoyable, don't bother with sports betting. It might not be for you, even from an entertainment standpoint, possibly even from, if you know, it'd be difficult to get further into sports betting if you didn't like that initial experience, in my opinion, unless you're like a quant and can really get into like the modeling stuff and not have to, if you're like a Dr. Bob who probably, I think, never watches games ever, you know, you can take that approach. But this is for recreational gamblers. This is largely entertainment to a lot of us. If you experience that and you're like, well, I want to do that, but next time I want a better chance to not lose. Well, you know, there's a lot of answers to that question, depending on what sport you're betting. You know, I'm not going to go through all the questions, but listen to content, right? Like, start consuming content in some way. From people who bet the sport, not people who are experts on the sport. Listen, like, consume content, whether it's videos or podcasts or blogs or just tweets, consume content from people who bet the sport. And I can't emphasize that one enough. Don't just like watch ESPN or Fox, watch Colin Cowherd talk about which pick he likes. You have no idea if he's betting that. He's paid to like make these picks. You know, it's easy to make picks when you don't actually have money on the line. And, do that. Don't chase numbers. You know, if someone says they liked -3 and you found it at -3.5, like, don't bet it. Like, I know, like, you want to bet it cause they liked that side, but they liked that side and that with that number, right? It doesn't mean that team's like going to bulldoze, right? They just like that, like that number. So keep that in mind. I can go on and on and on and on with this, so I won't bore you guys with a super long monologue on my feelings on ways you can better yourself at sports betting. But that was a little, you know, I was thinking around this time in the past couple years, and by around this time I mean like the first quarter of the year. I think one year I did like a casino stroll type thing with Vito. Last year, I believe Eric and I did player awards refresher and talked about how to apply that to certain games and stuff like that. And I was like, well, not everybody's getting bad at the casino, but some people are, and, you know, people might be trying new things, whatever. So let me just quickly go down the list of games that I particularly enjoy, where you might find me doing and sort of give a little refresher on what I think. And again, this is all my perspective. If you're like, I don't agree with any of that, great. Then, you know, you should have your own bit of advice that you might give a new better. That's probably where I would start. If someone's like, hey, I'm going to go to the casino, I want to try this game. Or, hey, I've been playing this game and I like it. What would you recommend? That's probably what I just said in this past, let me look at my recording here. How long have I been talking? 20 minutes. That's what I would do. Oh, one last thing on sports betting. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and one of the members of the podcast referenced -110 as almost even money. -110 is not almost even money. Yeah, sure. In the wide spectrum of money lines, or in the wide spectrum of odds, sure, -110 is closer to even money than like -250 is. Sure. But -110 is still, you still have to put up 10% more of a stake to bet it, right? You're not betting $10, you're risking $11, right? And you don't have to overcome a 50% success rate. You have to get to a 52.5% to 53% success rate. I just felt compelled to say that because I don't want people to see my I don't want people to see -110 now as anything other than what it is. Now that we're seeing worser odds in some markets, right? -118 is kind of the norm up in DC with that lottery ran sports book. And now that we're seeing so many lines and so many markets and so many people talking about it, yeah, sure, you're going to see people recommend anything from +350 to -250 and everything in between, everything past that and over that. Yeah, -110 is going to look like it's almost even money. Remember, keep in mind on what exactly it is that you're betting. And even more so, if you're following someone, and going back to my point on like when someone puts out something and you want to follow them, don't force it just because they liked the side. Make sure you have a comparable number. If someone says they liked something and that they got even money on that number and you have it available at -110, unless they have like said, I like this up to -120 or something like that, you may not actually be getting value in that number if you don't know any better. So, okay. Thank you for listening to my long monologue. If you've made it this far, congratulations. You're great, and I love and appreciate you. Okay, the next two weeks, Tuesday, March 16. Tuesday, March 16, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Mark Duvall from You Can Bet on That and myself are going to be doing a better viewing episode looking at the two movies, Hard Eight and The Cooler. Join us for that. It'll be on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetterLife, and it'll be on YouTube. If you want to watch this live stream on YouTube, go to my Twitter account. It's the pinned tweet, the link to my YouTube account. Go there, subscribe, and when I get to 100 subscribers, I'll have a URL that's much easier for people to get to. And that's where you can watch the live stream. At one of those two, those are the two places I'm going to stream it. So March 16, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Hard Eight and The Cooler. The following week, either March 22nd or March 23rd, the host of Color Up on YouTube will be joining me for a live recording, for a live interview, to talk about the game of craps. I'm not going to talk about other things that I'm like other possible voices or talking heads that I'm trying, because nothing's been confirmed and I'm not quite sure how much more involvement I want to get. But if any of you have ever seen this guy's YouTube, it's called, the name of the channel is Color Up. It's all craps. This guy loves the game of craps, and who better like that? Who better to have a crass focus episode than a guy whose YouTube channel is completely devoted to the game? So I'm excited for that one. I'm going to talk a lot about my thoughts on craps. We're going to get obviously a lot of his thoughts on craps, his life as a gambler, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to talk to him about some of the, before anybody thinks that it's just going to be, just an easygoing, hey, let's talk, I'm looking forward to talking about some of the fallacies that craps players have, you know, dice control, betting system, stuff like that. I plan on filling up a good hour, all of craps. Come listen, ask questions, make your points in the chat, etc., etc. I just sent out the last book for the Better Life Book Club, The Vapors by David Hill. It's in the mail. Everybody should get theirs. That's the last one. Now, for those of you that are supporting the Better Life Book Club on Patreon, before you rush to remove your pledge or adjust it or whatever, I am working on another project that will replace the Better Life Book Club. It'll be another sort of quarterly gift type thing. It just won't necessarily be books. And it'll probably be at a price that is more than the $9 a month that I think the Patreon book club pledge amount is. So if you stay put in that $9 a month pledge, you will be grandfathered in, and we'll, I know better gamblers like to get value where they can. So if you stay put there, then you will be sort of grandfathered into this next thing. If you're like, whatever, I don't care, I don't want a part of it, hey, that's fine too. No harm, no foul. The struggle is real. Shirt design was recently put on a hoodie, a black hoodie. That is up in the online shop, thebetterlife.us/merch. Go there to cop that hoodie, other t-shirts. You can use promo code YO11 for 11% off of your purchase. Thank you, everybody who has recently supported the show through some merch shopping. I also ordered, by demand, I've also ordered some more Do Better masks. I had a number of people message me like saying that it was their favorite mask. Of all their masks, it was their favorite, both in comfort and reliability on their face. So I ordered some more. I didn't expect to, but with enough people saying they'd like to have some more, I've ordered them. They might go on the website. They might not. They might just be another thing I throw into short orders and stuff like that. Okay, coming in here just close to half an hour. Thank you for listening to me go on and on about casino games. Probably saying a lot of things that a lot of you already know. But if you're new to any of those games or inspired to play any of them, there are some of my thoughts. We'll be back next week with Mark Duvall, following the week after that with Color Up, and then got to figure out what's going on in April. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I'm Timothy Lawson. Good night, and good luck.